Here is what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday. The Chargers come from behind to beat the Oakland Raiders 31-28. Rookies saved the day and won the game. Running back Brandon Oliver had 101 yards rushing, scored the game-winning touchdown late in the fourth quarter. Then first-round draft pick Jason Verrett intercepted a pass at the four-yard line with a half minute to go to seal the victory. Raiders kid quarterback Derek Carr, first-round pick, pretty impressive, 282 yards passing and four touchdowns, including bombs of 47 and 77. But the Chargers used big passing plays throughout the course of the afternoon to keep coming back. They had 16 plays of plus 10 yards in that game. Oakland self-destructed, missed a field goal, five drop passes, 11 penalties. Chargers, though, lose cornerback Brandon Flowers, groin injury, wide receiver Eddie Royal, hamstring. On the NFL scoreboard, Broncos beat the New York Jets. Peyton Manning survives a shaky first half, throws for 237 and three touchdowns. Ronnie Hillman, career-best 100 yards rushing for the Broncos. Cowboys win in Seattle. Running back DeMarco Murray, 115 on the ground. Tony Romo, 250 through the air. The Browns beat the Steelers. Running backs Ben Tate, Ike Kroll combined for 155 yards rushing. The Eagles stomped the Giants. LeSean McCoy, 149 yards rushing. Eagle defense had six quarterback sacks of quarterback Eli Manning. The Panthers wound up in a wild 37-37 overtime tie with Carolina. Cincinnati's Mike Nugent missed a game-winning field goal of 36 yards with 2 seconds to go in OT. Patriots beat Buffalo. Tom Brady throws for 361 and four touchdowns. Detroit's defense had three picks and eight sacks of Ted Bridgewater. Lions over the Vikings. Ravens down the Chicago Bears. Jay Cutler, 381 yards passing in that win in the Georgia Dome. Packers over the Dolphins. Aaron Rodgers, game-winning touchdown pass with 3 seconds to go. Rodgers threw four TD strikes in the game. Cardinals over the Redskins. Arizona's defense picked off Kirk Cousins four times in the game. And Tennessee's Sammy Hill blocked a fourth-quarter field goal attempt to preserve a Tennessee Titan win over Jacksonville. Jaguars are 0-6 on the season. Monday Night Football has got the Rams against the 49ers. Amongst the major injuries Sunday in the NFL, Cleveland lost its star offensive center Alex Mack with a broken leg. Denver loses linebacker Danny Trevathan again with a knee injury. Jets first-round draft pick cornerback Dee Milliner goes down with an Achilles injury. Tennessee loses starting offensive tackle Michael Roos for the year with a knee injury. Patriot linebacker Gerard Mayo with a knee and running back Stephen Ridley with a knee. And Green Bay loses cornerback Sam Shields with a knee injury. Couple of other pro football notes. The NFL has announced no fine handed out to defensive end Quentin Coples of the Jets for his helmet-high hit that caused a concussion to Charger running back Donald Brown a week ago. Meanwhile, the NFL sex crimes consultant will meet with two different women who say they were sexually assaulted by Cowboy safety C.J. Spillman, one in San Francisco, one in Dallas. Spillman is still on the active roster and still playing. In Minnesota, prosecutors are seeking to revoke the bail in the child abuse case involving Viking running back Adrian Peterson because he admitted last week he used marijuana. In college football, the AP poll is out. Mississippi State has moved to number one in the rankings ahead of Florida State, who drops to second. Ole Miss is ranked third. Baylor is fourth. Notre Dame is fifth. In Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals hit three home runs, one in the seventh, one in the eighth, and then one in the bottom of the ninth inning, coming from behind to beat the San Francisco Giants 5-4 to climb back into their NLCS playoff series. Oscar Tavares homered in the seventh, Matt Adams homered in the eighth, and then Colton Wong won it in the ninth inning with a blast over against Sergio Romo. Series is tied 1-1 going back to San Francisco. Game 3 of the American League Championship Series is tonight. Royals hosting the Baltimore Orioles. Kansas City leads the series 2-0. 16-game winner Wee Chen will start for Baltimore to try to pitch them back into the series. The Padres have held another private workout in the Dominican for Cuban outfielder Yasmani Tomas. The big question, can the Padres spend $75 million on a free agent contract to sign the Cuban power hitter? The Diamondbacks, reports are, they may now hire both Jim Tracy and Phil Nevin to run their club. Nevin would be the manager, Tracy would be the bench coach. Minnesota, looking for a manager, has now interviewed White Sox coach Joe McEwen, and they say they will also interview Sandy Alomar, have interviewed former major leaguers Paul Molitor and Doug Mankiewicz. The Rangers have completed their first round of interviews with 8 different candidates, highlighted by pitching coach Mike Maddux and third base coach Tim Bogar. They seem to be the front runners. Yankees have fired their hitting coach Brian Long and first base coach Mick Kelleher. Brewers have fired their hitting coach John Nairn. Boston fires its hitting coach Greg Colburn, and Atlanta's hitting coach Greg Walker has resigned. Houston Astros have hired Trey Hillman of the Mets as a bench coach. The Cubs have hired John Malley of Houston as their new hitting coach. And the shakeup in the Atlanta front office continues. They've hired Dave Tremblay of the Astros as their new director of scouting. Bo Porter, the ex-Houston manager, comes in as third base coach. And they've also hired Roy Clark, the Dodgers' assistant general manager, for a front office job. One other note, Pirates manager Clint Hurdle recovering from hip replacement surgery. In basketball, Lakers' new coach Byron Scott upset at his team's inability to play defense, allowing opponents to shoot 67% from the floor in preseason. He's also lost point guard Jeremy Lin, out with a sprained ankle. Bad news in Oklahoma City. Kevin Durant, the all-star high-scoring forward, will be gone 8 weeks, fractured foot. He may need foot surgery. And they also lose forward Mitch McGarry, their big center, down with a stress fracture of his foot. Dallas has lost guard Raymond Felton, out with a high ankle sprain. And the Memphis Grizzlies have released former high first-round draft pick forward Michael Beasley. He's going to sign a contract to play in China. NHL hockey, the Kings beat the Winnipeg Jets on Sunday night. Jeff Carter, Anze Kopitar score goals. The Kings win their first game of the season after 2 opening losses. Tonight, Monday night matchup, Ducks against the Buffalo Sabres. The Arizona Coyotes have a new majority owner. Philadelphia industrialist Andrew Barraway has bought control of the team after the new owners, Ice Age, lost $24 million in operating capital this past first season. Calgary's lost its first-round draft pick. Center iceman Sam Bennett going to miss 4 months. Surgery likely, dislocated shoulder. Rangers have lost Dan Boyle, veteran defenseman, out with a fractured hand. NASCAR Carolina 500. Kevin Harvick wins after a restart in the final 2 laps. End of race was marred by a fight in the pits involving the crews of Brad Keselowski, Matt Kenseth, and Denny Hardin. Formula One racing, Russian Grand Prix, Lewis Hamilton of Great Britain won his 9th race of the season, edging his teammate Nico Rosberg, who wound up finishing 2nd. Team Mercedes wound up 1-2. And Richard Petted Racing has signed Sam Horners to a contract for the 2015 season. He, of course, starred in Indy 500 driving, but has not had great success in NASCAR. He ran on the Nationwide Series last season. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday.